Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dave Martin, your success coach. And I'm very excited today. We have a very special podcast from our Wisdom on Wednesday archives. So get ready and enjoy. Hey, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and it is Wisdom on Wednesday.
Only a success coach, Dave, you are the number one success coach in America.
Thank you for recognizing that.
But unfortunately, I live in a global world, which makes me number one in the world.
In the world. I've got the number one world leadership and life coach. If you don't recognize that voice, it is my pastor and the author of Live, Love, Lead, the pastor, senior pastor of Hillsong Church, Brian Houston. Pastor Brian, thank you so much for joining me on Wisdom on Wednesday.
Thank you.
I want to talk about your new book, Live, Love, Lead. It is going crazy. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's buying it. Well, everyone should be buying it.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. It's not just about leaders. It's for everybody, really. Who should buy Live, Love, Lead?
Actually, it's about the ups and downs of living, loving, and leadership. So it's not just a leadership book. Hopefully, leaders will really read it and it'll apply to them. But really, it's a book for people. It tells my story, tells the Hillsong story, but it's really pointed at your story, at the potential in people. I'm a great believer in the potential in people. And so this book is really designed to point to that potential and to your purpose and to your story.
So it's going to talk about maybe your journey of faith and how that can apply to our life.
Yeah, and it's my journey of faith, and I really felt in my heart that I would be authentic, and I wouldn't just talk about the ups, because we can talk about all our successes. Maybe a lot of people know Hillsong for its global impact and so on, but sometimes your vulnerability and transparency is what helps people a whole lot more.
So you're in there, you're sharing the mistakes maybe that you've made. Have you ever made a mistake? I didn't know of any, but
yeah, I'm sure there was one sometime.
So you share in the book some of the maybe mistakes you made or things you wish you could do different.
I did. I talked about mistakes I've made, and I also talked about trials I've been through. Talked about the worst day of my life. But it's not all, you know, doom and gloom.
Right.
It's based on Matthew 7:13, which is Jesus talking about a difficult path through a narrow gate that leads to life. And so, you know, the scripture doesn't say the path is narrow. David says, you enlarge the path under my feet. He says the path is difficult. So I talked about a big life on a sometimes difficult path through a narrow gate. And again, narrow is not restricted and tight. You know, narrow is the way. But it's, you know, as Peter said, there is no other name by which men are saved, the name of Jesus. And so really, I believe the narrow way is through the name of Jesus. But in that name, there's healing. In that name, there's salvation. In that name, there's freedom. In that name, there's victory and peace and everything else. So that leads then to a glorious future. It leads to life. So that's a synopsis of the book.
Yeah, so this book, I mean, it could be a homemaker, staying a stay-at-home mom. This book is going to help them in their journey, finding their purpose in life, maybe raising their kids, to the CEO of a major Fortune 100 company. They're going to find leadership of how you built an incredible ministry and organization.
That's true. I met a COO of the whole western region of Coble Bank, and she's going to add the book to their collection inside there. So I really hope it reaches people in all walks of life, and I really believe that the stories in the book, which people seem to love, the openness of the stories, I think it'll really help people in terms of encourage them and inspire them.
So do you also in the book tell about this, the whole story of Hillsong, how you began and where it is today?
I don't tell the whole story, but I use a lot of the story. It's not just a autobiography, you know, it's really much pointed so much more at the potential of other people, and it's got a lot of Jesus in there, and it really does, I think, speak into other people's lives and your story and your potential.
It's amazing to see all the open doors with the book. I mean, I've seen you on Fox News and on NBC and everywhere. How's that feel to have that opportunity to share? Really, you're having the opportunity to share Jesus with people that maybe never hear it.
Yeah, God's been good. And I must say that over here in America, the media's been incredibly kind as well. Even at home in Australia, where sometimes the media is not very kind, I've had some really good talks and interviews, so it's all very encouraging.
It's been amazing. I mean, it's hit number one on I don't know how many different categories and places. It's just, if you don't have a copy of Live, Love, Lead, I would encourage you to get it today. It's Amazon, it's Barnes & Noble, it's everywhere that books are available. Everywhere you can find a book, you can get a copy of Live, Love, Lead. Last question.
Yep.
You have 60 seconds left to live. You're sitting with a room full of people. I know you love to talk to leaders. Let's say you're talking to a room full of leaders. What's the most important thing that you would want them to know before you die?
Life is short. Life is long. Life's short. The Bible describes it like a vapor. And so you got to live every day like it's your last, like it counts. But life is long. You got a long time to stay encouraged. You got a long time to be consistent. You got a long time to keep your testimony and your credibility. Life is short. Life is long. Goodbye. I'm off to glory.
There's your 60 seconds. All right. Well, thank you for taking just a minute to join us on Wisdom on Wednesday. I told you it'd be 5 minutes.
And don't forget, Dave, you will always be number one.
Thank you very much. Remember that. That came from Pastor Brian Houston. Hey, you're listening to Wisdom on Wednesday. Be sure to look through the email. You can find all kind of links, how to get a hold of the book, how to find out more about Pastor Brian Houston and what he is doing all around the world.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.